Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Evening, everybody. Paul, Scott, Aaron, Adam, Mark, and everybody else. Give it another minute, and then I'll get started. Basically what I'm going to do tonight is really sort of go through and just show you guys what I'm about. I mean, look, it was actually quite, in all honesty, quite weird for me. sort of just sitting there with the camera on me answering your questions. I'm much more used to talking about the markets in a sense of showing and commentating. So actually, here's a good point. For those that are wondering what goes on within the live trading floor, which is my daily scans, so I do a full daily scan of the markets, which I'll show you, which we're going to do tonight. And you know, that's 5 days a week, and the VIP is 2 days a week. So if you're wondering what's inside of there, well, this is kind of a pretty good understanding of what it is. You ask questions, same thing as we go through. It's usually more efficient. We'll probably have a few more questions coming in tonight than what we normally would do. In a live trading floor or a VIP scan, just because it tends to be that people are sort of, I guess, more up to date on exactly what we're doing. But nevertheless, it's going to give you a bit of an insight into how I scan the markets and where the value is. Like, what do I actually do, and how can it benefit you guys, really? Well, I've got you as well. A couple of things. I'm now officially chief Instagram poster. So, if you're on Instagram, and I know that you are, go across and find Trader Cobb. Just that, Trader Cobb, not Trader Cobb Oz, not anything else. They are mine as well. They're backup accounts. We're trying to thin them out. But the one that I want you to follow is at Trader Cobb on Instagram, because I'm doing a lot more stories, videos, that sort of thing, incorporating a bit more of the day-to-day of trading as opposed to the technical side of it as well. So a bit more of that sort of the life of a trader, I suppose, is what you'll get in Instagram. And also, if you haven't already, guys, you know, you'd be nuts to not jump across onto my Twitter account. Why would you be nuts? Well, I don't know. I just said that. I'd like you to join all my socials so that you're pretty much up to date on what's going on and what actually is going on. Well, let me tell you something. I got the most epic team of web developers right now. We built the website that we currently got, tradercobb.com, over Christmas last year. And, I'm not a web developer and neither is my business partner. We did the best we could with the limited skills that we had. And it's a bit clunky. And look, it's not the best. And we know it's not the best. We're trying to make it better, not just the front end, but also the membership portal. So a huge amount of work's going into that. If you're across all my socials, we'll let you know when everything kicks off. And we will have a new website and everything in the coming, hopefully the next month or so. Month, 2 months. And pretty exciting stuff. Anyhow, joined all over the socials. A high five for those of you that had. David, thought you were gonna see my face. I think the polling I think that sort of ruled that out. I listened to you and no bald man in front of you tonight. Which is cool, because I want to look at the charts and I want to help you guys out. So let's get started. I'm going to go through and I'm going to take you through what I would normally do in the markets. All right, we're going to walk through, show you what it's like in the live trading floor 5 days a week and the VIP twice a week. But more importantly, we're going to have a look now. Now you can see these watch lists here. Margin pairs is what I go to. This is a Bitfinex pairs through here, just to give me the charts, because I know that these are the leveraged Bitfinex charts that I can trade from. So that's where I start my scan. Of course, these flags, just so for anyone who doesn't know, when you click on a flag, it takes you to, and sorry, it creates a watch list. So that's what I'll be doing. You can see this is my watch list that I'll be trading from today, if any trades actually set up. So let's kick off with this scan. Of course, ask me questions. I'll go back to them As we go. So anything inside of this list, I will scan and we'll see how much time we've got. Okay, Bitcoin, looking at it right now, let's see what we've got. Well, bottom line is there's higher low down here. We did see that spike. I wasn't paying too much attention to that spike quite simply because it was a bit of a fat-fingered order or a manipulation or whatever you want to call it. I don't really care, but it wasn't the sort of market behavior and conditions that I like to trade within. No smooth flowing trending charts. Of course, that higher low is now pushed onto a new higher high, pulling back into this cradle. And we see the moving averages crossing over right now. What does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? What does it mean to me? Well, it simply means nothing. All right, nothing. All I want to see is fanning averages. I don't care about the cross because the cross means nothing to me. I don't trade crosses and moving averages. Why? Because I did it for a long time and it cost me a bloody fortune. And I've learned from my stupid, I think it would be too easy rules. You know, I thought, oh, if I could just buy every time it does it. No. It does. It's just not that simple. Okay, so the moving averages across, that's a good thing because it means that we're going to start to hopefully, if we continue to move to the upside, get these moving averages fanning. But we've got a nice looking trend here. Couple that with the fact that when we look at the weekly, we've now got this weekly bullish candle breaking upside. Bullish candle broken the upside. Now only creeping. Creep. Not big moves, but let's do a couple of things here. One, when we break the high of the candle, we tend to get a decent run. One, high break. Now, that was a move from the lows of 6,500 up to a 10,000, let's call it. Now, we're a little bit lower. We could get a run up to 9,000. It's a coulda, woulda, shoulda. I don't know. I'm not going to predict this market moving. I don't do that. I follow trends. But what I'm saying is each time we've seen a break of that weekly, we have seen a nice pop. Look, it happened again here. Another nice pop. Will we see it again? I don't know. Here's a potential higher low break here, and we'll be looking good. Back out now to the monthly. By the way, I speak fast. There's a lot to cover. Keep up. Ask questions as you need to, and I'll try and keep up with you. Bullish candle. Here's some perspective. I talk about it all the time, right? Here is some perspective that you need to have. People go, oh, well, Bitcoin, I'm feeling terrible. The whole world's bad. And I get it, right? I get it. If you've never been through corrections before, if you've never seen your portfolio go down heavily before, I get this. It hurts. I know. But it's not like it's never happened before, guys. Look at this. This is not sustainable. This is not sustainable. This pulling back and then pulling into the cradle zone and then moving, that, ladies and gentlemen, is sustainable. That cradle that I talk about in and around this cradle zone, let me just give you some information here. Look, it doesn't just work on lower time frames. Check this out. Back in the cradle zone, move, back in, move, back in, move, back in, move. It happens again and again and again and again. It's the market's equilibrium. Back in, move, back in, move, back in, move. When it was moving down, back in. Okay, you get the picture, right? Now, we're back at 2015, back here at $200. This is how things operate. So don't get the sads. We're all good. This market is erratic. Yep. This market is explosive. Yep. And that's why we love it. So with Bitcoin right now, going to flick back out to the daily, going to have a look if there's anything here that'll do. Nope, nothing yet. We're looking quite good here, driving nicely. Next test is 7,000. We'll see how we go to that. Right now on the 4-hour, I do like this higher low. Why is this level drawn in? Because this was the resistance I was looking at. Test one, test two, test three, within a bee's dick. How big is a bee's dick? I'd suggest pretty small. Right? That's broken it by a bee's dick. That's tested it by a bee's dick. That's okay because I'm not looking to actually trade that level. I'm considering that level as a level of resistance. We popped up through that spike, the BitMEX spike, I'm calling it. And then since then, we've created a higher high, higher low, higher high here. Really nice retest back at this level as I spoke to. Commentator 2, you probably know that I had said it. You probably watched it with me. That was Sunday night. Now, boom, we've moved up. Here's what I was looking at. For those of you who don't know what a Fibonacci booster trade is, you're not going to learn it this quickly, but I'll show you. Draw in the Fib from the low to the high. Come on, computer. One Fibonacci, Two Fibonacci, Check this out. Oh, actually, sorry, it wasn't there. It was here. 50%, 61.8. Bam, straight back into there. Beautiful setup with a stop below here. This is old resistance, would become support for a bounce there. That's what the order, that's the order that I had live today. I had that order raised. Those that are in the, that are, you know, that know what's up with what I do, you know that, right? nothing new to you guys that are on MarketView or community. Now, I've cancelled that order. Why? Because if it does pull back from here, it'll create a slightly lower high, and it's not the price action that I'm after there. See, I don't want to see that. What I do want to see is this 4-hour. I'd love to see a pullback into here, into this cradle zone. Why? Well, that cradle zone happens to be resistance, 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 bam, bam, bam. Old resistance can become new support. Tick that box. Boom. Higher highs in price, higher high in the MACD. Tick that box. That's called being convergent. Now, you can start to see some of these rules coming together. So for Bitcoin right now, stalking, yes. Back in here, yes, please. Next on the chart is Ethereum against the dollar. This is a bit more serious, isn't it? I mean, I talk a little bit more serious when I'm doing this because this is my world. This is me making money. This is me trading. look, I'm not interested in Ethereum at all, high lows, higher high, but it's really sideways, really messy. Look at the daily. There's no clear direction of trend. I want to see uptrends on the daily, and if I don't see uptrends on the daily, I want to see the midterm timeframes. I'm talking the 4-hour. I'm talking the 8-hour. I want to see those timeframes trending phenomenally well. It's not happening on Ethereum. It's not happening on Bitcoin Cash. Yuck. Sideways, sloppy. I skip straight past things if there's nothing to consider, if there's nothing to even think about trading. That's why I go straight past Ethereum Classic. No point wasting your time in shitty conditions. All right, with Litecoin, I'd much prefer to see us break above this level. So we have this higher low, higher high, slightly higher low here. Fact of the matter is it's not great on the daily, but the 4-hour not looking too bad. Higher low, higher high, pull back into this level. Ooh, actually, let's just draw that in. Resistance, higher low, higher high. Let's back down a little notch. Drawing a bit of Fibonacci here. Bang, 61.8, smack bang on that old resistance. That's a good start. Drop this in, double cluster perhaps. Bang, yep, another good one. The only thing is with this one, is if I jump out, so I don't like the chart structure. If instead I just pull back, that's what I want, but it's not doing that. But that being said, on the 4-hour, let's back out. And if you can't keep up, I understand. I speak fast. You don't know my trading strategies. I get it, but it's about teaching. It's about showing you what I do and how I do it, right? You might not get it now, but it might open your eyes to a point where you go, holy shit, I need to know more, right? This is not going to be a booster for me because this is not a significant enough level. The Fibonacci point from the 2-hour is okay. A bullish candle off of this level, right? A bullish candle off of this level. Small bullish candle, crypto cradle, good convergence, all right? Convergence is looking nice. Ooh, I really, really like this now, actually. Let me just get some more perspective on the next high time frame, 4-hour to 8-hour, higher low, higher high, converging. Epic, nice. Any resistance up there? No, one test, no resistance. Let's back out again, daily. Small higher low, there's a little bit. Yep, I'm all good with that. I've got no issue with that weekly. What's here? Anything on the weekly? Oh, look, plenty of room to run up to $74. Happy days, good, good. Throw that in the list. Boom. That has changed from this morning. That is now in the list, looking for cradles. We're looking at the 4-hour, and we're looking at Litecoin against the dollar. Quick check for any questions. Hi, mate, what about Digibyte? We'll see if it gets into this list. I don't think it does. We'll check it against Bitcoin if we get the time. Zcash, quickly here. Higher low, higher high, pushing on there, pulling up through this old support. Test, test, test. It proved as resistance once. It has broken through it right now, and it's looking okay. What am I going to do here? Well, I wouldn't look to trade that right now simply because I'd need a pullback into the cradle zone, and a pullback into that cradle zone would have me below that resistance. So no, thank you. Monero needs to break the high here. A nice push on 4-hour might look very nice. Yeah, I'm not going to put it in now, maybe tomorrow morning. Not good enough just yet. IOTA, I've been keeping an eye on this for quite some time. IOTA, one of the ones that has led the pack, higher low, higher high, daily trending nicely. 90 cents on the cards. When? Don't know, but I'm looking for an entry. Been looking for an entry for a while. Down to the 2-hour. As it broke above this level through here, we did move. I didn't get a trade here. I haven't got a trade yet. A pullback into that cradle zone. That's why it's in the list. Have not got it yet. G'day, Cobb. G'day, Chris. Can you talk about convergence? I wasn't quite keeping up. Not surprised. I speak fast. I'll come. Well, what you'll get is you'll get chunks of convergence as I go through. Convergence, what is it? Price makes a higher high. Let me go to the 2-hour, make it simple very, very quickly. As price makes a new higher high, the indicator or the MACD makes a higher high. Price makes a new higher high, indicator makes a new higher high. That is convergence. When the MACD is agreeing with price, that is convergence. When the MACD is agreeing with price, that is convergence. Not the price agreeing with MACD. Price comes first. MACD is calculated from price. Don't forget that. That's why price action is king. Dash, they call it Dash coin across here on Bitfinex. No, thank you. Too many spikes. Now, when I say too many spikes, look at this. Boom, boom. No. Yuck. Big spike. No, thank you. Not interested. Not optimal chart structure. Walking away. Hella quick. 4-hour, I never said that word. It just sort of came out. I was looking at this support level for a potential breakdown. Failed that. Get rid of that. No longer relevant. Moving averages fanning in the correct direction. Convergence of the indicators, but a pretty average daily chart. And if I'm honest, there's much better opportunities out there right now on those trends. EOS against a dollar, looking better on the daily here. Again, plenty of room up to $6.53. We've got $1.20 move to be had. I'd like to see on EOS basically push above this resistance before I'd be interested so I can move away from there. Sands too thin on the books, not interested. OMG. Oh, Mizego. Okay, this is what I had an order in for. Oh, sorry, I was going to raise an order for, but it didn't pull back. Again, Fibonacci drawn from that low to the high, from that low to the high. Double cluster, 50% with the 61.8, bang on $4 on the nose. That's what we call a triple cluster. That's what we call a banging booster. Boom, boom, boom. Waiting for it to pull back. It ain't pulling back, so therefore I need to wait some more. I'm going to pop that out of the list. I'll pick that up tomorrow because it's not likely to give me what I want right now. Neo sitting there at resistance, needs to break it. Not cool, not interested. Take that out. ETP, forget about it. All right, but check this out, right? Cradle candles, boom, in the cradle zone. Move away, back in, move away, back in, move away. Yep, she works. EDO, no thank you. Ugly, messy looking chart. Questions? Hi, Carl. I'm sorry my question isn't related to your market scan, which you're doing at the moment. So maybe you could get it after. But can you explain the BAKKT startup and the potential that, say, other companies could have introducing something similar? Look, I don't actually know much about that, Dean. I stick to what I know. I've heard a lot of chatter about it, to be honest. I haven't had time to look into it in any depth, so I'm not the guy to answer that. Can you chart NXS? Yes, I will have a look at that in a minute. I'll come back through the comments. Actually, when it comes to your charts, wait till I get through this, and then I'll ask for charts to have a look at for you because you can see if I've actually covered it already. What's happening with Ethereum Classic? I just covered that. 5 announcements that are coming. Blah, 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 blah. Can you re-watch this video later? Yeah, mate. No dramas. Hella quick. Yep, that's right. Any news about my... Okay. I'm just going to keep punching through because there's more value in this right now, I believe. I want to show you what I do, how I do it, and what you need to learn. Bitcoin Gold. Look, I'm not the greatest fan here until we break up through this level. There's better charts out there. Once again, a bit of resistance around. Move right along. See what I do here, guys? It's different. I'm not looking for trades. Okay? I'm not looking for trades. I'm looking for reasons not to trade. Every chart I'm looking at, it's about not trading. It's about not trading. If there's something that I cannot leave out, it gets onto the watch list. I'm not looking for trades here. Very big difference. Okay, coming back in, Litecoin, Bitcoin, flat, sideways. See this? You want to trade that? Forget about it. Sideways. Yuck. The worst thing you could, look, this is, yeah, baby, let's have a crack at that. This, sideways, junky, messy, whippy, horrible, stop out, lose your money, forget about it, righto? Forget about it. When we're taught don't trade big candles, but there's a big candle from a few hours back on Bitcoin. Is that a big candle? Not that big? No, there's nothing big on the candles on Bitcoin right now. Okay, so when I say big, I'm talking like out of control, big, whippy, crazy candles. The last candle, I think the 4-hour candle that we did see a decent drive up on, there was, it was too big to trade, but it wasn't the conditions of lots of big, messy candles. Murray, I'd say go back to that section. I think it's covered in essentials and in, actually, I think it's covered in all the courses, to be fair, but maybe go back through that chapter again and just sort of think about the context as the size of the candle. Unless I'm missing something, unless it's a lower time frame or something like that, I'm not sure. Okay, Rory. All right. So Litecoin against Bitcoin. As I say, very messy. No, thank you. Not a good market for me. Just too chunky, too sideways, too unhappy. Okay, I'll come back to that in a minute, Murray. Ethereum against Bitcoin again. Look, flat. We've had a really nice downtrend. And here's the cradle zone working once again. Back in, moving. The thing is, we're sort of flat now. We've lost a bit of puff. And it really shows up here on the 4 hour. Now, would I look for an opportunity short? Well, let's look at the higher time frames and just suss this out. Bottom line is this. Remember how we talked about convergence? I'm just going to get rid of that. That was a short last. Well, double cluster. Hang on. Go away. There we go. Get rid of that too. Sorry, that's an old trade. Yes, so before when I said convergence, yeah, when the price and the indicators are agreeing, price makes a new lower low, indicator doesn't make a new lower low. Here's a low, here's a new lower low. Notice this. MACD is not making lower lows with price. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to turn and move up and moon and all that sort of crap. It just means that we're not converging. We're not in agreement. Now, that's enough reason for me to leave this chart alone altogether. Monero. Okay, let's have a look here. Daily, not an uptrend. 4 hour moving. Oh, so that's the 8 hour now. Let's go to the 4 hour once again. Pop that up. No, to be honest, I'm not that interested in this. Not clear enough trends. We've seen some good trends that I'm more interested in. Dashcoin. Now, coming back to Murray, your question before about big candles. Here are big candles. That's a big candle. These are big candles, yeah? These are still big. It's all over the shop. Bit of a mess. Yep. Bit of a mess. These are big candles. Hopefully that gives you the perspective that you need. Ripple sideways, flat, yuck. IOTA moving very, very nicely. Once again, what do we got? Trend. When have we got it? Now. Higher low, higher height. Very nice move. Just basically like we did against the dollar, waiting for pullbacks. I'd love to see a pullback. What's this level? Is there any relevance? No, I can get rid of that now. Again, let's move down the time frame. So I move around the time frames, looking for if the opportunity may set up on a lower time frame. So far, so no. Let's have a look. Look, honestly, pulling back into this cradle zone is what I'm after, but I haven't got anything there just yet. It's kind of a bit overcooked. Look, it might move further. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting it's going to pull back immediately. It's just right now for me, the conditions are not good enough for me to be trading. So I just, kick it to the curb. EOS Bitcoin, very flat sideways. Sand Bitcoin, the books are too thin. People ask me, what do you mean books are too thin? There's not enough volume to trade that. How do I tell? Looking at that chart. I can tell by looking at the chart. OMG Bitcoin, not a great one either. A little bit gappy, not the greatest chart structure. Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin is completely sideways. Ethereum Classic Bitcoin, very much sideways. Could there be a short on here? No. Why? Because it's still diverging. If we were to break down here, look, these lows through here, still divergent. 3, 4, 5 waves of divergence. No, thank you. Neo Bitcoin, nice pop there. Really, really solid move. I would consider a pullback into here. Actually, let's just see if there's a bit of it's not good enough. You need to have two specific tests. That's more than a bee's dick. As I said before, it's probably more like a hornet's dick. Too big, breaking through. So Neo against Bitcoin. Look, it would need to be pretty good. It would need to be good. Let's just see where it would be if it was to occur. Back in here. Look, I'm going to keep that in the list, but it's probably one that's going to have to sit and sort of ferment a little bit longer. I don't know why ferment. ETP, again, pull back in, really good move. Pull back in, really good move. Just the candle's too big here. You need to have a small candle to fit the rules. Edo, flat. Edo, again, big candles. As you can see here, come back. Pew! Very messy, very ugly, and now very thin on the books. Bitcoin Gold, very, very sideways. IOTA against Ethereum, very, very strong move. The issue that we've got is that it won't bloody well pull back. Let me show you something. Let me show you what annoyance looks like. It looks like that. because that is higher high, higher low. First pullback. Now, this is one of the bonus factors in the cradle trade strategy. First pullback, small bullish candle, higher risk trade, but potential for higher reward. I am telling you this not because I took it, because I didn't. I didn't take that. Valid, and I'm not hindsight trading at all. I don't do that. I'm not full of it. Fact is, this is the sort of thing you're looking for, okay? And I want to see it again on the 8 hour. It needs to pull back. When it does, I'll be ready to go. But for now, it hasn't, and therefore it's too overextended for me. Doesn't mean it won't keep going up. Don't take it as it won't go up further. It may do. It's just not one that's in the right area for me to be trading. EOS Ethereum, look, I was happy for it to pull back. It's getting a bit caught up. I'm happy to leave that now, wait and see what it does tomorrow. There's just nothing to be trading there on Sound against ETH. OMG, a bit thin on the books as well. Bitcoin Cash consolidating. It's just a bit confused, not one for me. NEO against Ethereum, definitely in an uptrend on that daily, also waiting for a pullback here. Problem is, though, is it's a little bit thin. See all this gappy stuff? These are the sorts of charts that you'll get slippage on. Slippage costs you more, increases your risk, and we don't like it. So we don't trade a chart like that. We just move on. ETP, yucky, yuck, yuck. Can't trade that either. Too thin. Edo, look, it's again very, very thin here. And back to Bitcoin. Now where do we go? What do we do now? Bitcoin top 100. And we go through the top 100. Now, we've covered these top 10 or so. Cardano is listed on BitMEX, not Bitfinex. Would I trade that right now? Not yet, no. Let's have a look on this downtrend. Would this be one I'd consider? No, it's not stretched out beyond those lows enough. The next one I want to look at is Tron, because this is one that also can be traded on Bitfinex. Again, nice trend, really nice trend. Hasn't had a decent pullback yet. I'm going to leave that in. Pull back in that cradle zone. I'm a happy man. Not there yet. 2 hour, not the time frame I'm looking at. Definitely the 4 hour and beyond. Keep in mind, there is a little bit of resistance coming up ahead now as we've just tapped our head on this level. But I'm okay. If I pull back and get more than 1-to-1 before that level, I'm good to go. About 20 hours back, we had that massive green candle on Bitcoin. Right, let's just do that quickly. About 20 hours ago. Oh, this one. No, that's not 20 hours, it's the 4 hour. There's no massive candles around here, mate. I do not see any massive candle. If you're talking about that, then yep, don't want to be trading around that. But I don't, that's not a massive candle. I don't see, you know, you wouldn't trade that candle. Look at that, beautiful. But yeah, there's nothing there. For someone that has only been in crypto for 6 months, this live chat is exactly what I have been looking for. Can't wait to get the funds. Good. I'm glad that it helps, mate. That's a good thing. Right, what am I doing? What am I doing? a few people wanted to look at NXS against BTC, I guess, against Bitcoin. Is that what you want? Binance. Ooh. Yuck. Yuck. Don't like this. Big spikes. Don't like how sideways it is. There's no clear direction. And also you've got this spike. You've got resistance coming up ahead. These are the facts. Resistance right there. You break through there. You've got a daily uptrend, but there's a lot of spikes here. This is not a market that I'd want to be trading. Nano. Let's get to Nano because that's where we're on our way to. We've checked out this NEM. Would I trade this short? No. Why? There's a small bearish candle in the cradle zone though, Craig. Yep, but there's also divergence. Price making a new lower low. MACD making a higher low. You can kick that to the curve, Charlie. Can't shorten them anyway, so it does not matter. When we do the top 100 scan here, we are looking, apart from Cardano and Tron, which can both be traded on BitMEX and not Bitfinex, right? So we look at those first. We're looking for uptrends only. So let's scoot through. Nothing there, nothing there. ICX, we've already done OMG. ICX pumping, nice. Mm-hmm. On the list, indeed. Higher low, higher high, uptrending after a stellar smashing against Bitcoin. It now has some momentum. It is now in a nice uptrend on that 4 hour. What I want to see, though, is a bigger pullback. I want to see it on the 8 hour. That's why it's in the list, those higher time frames. Binance against Bitcoin, a nice pullback. It has just started to move, though. I want to wait until we get a bit more consistency in that trend. No worries, Murray. Power, we'll get there. What's on the list for besides Litecoin? I shall show you in a minute. Can you do it? Elf on Binance. Yeah, I'll see where we get to. Guys, what you Cool. All right. I'm going to keep pushing on because we're at the half hour mark. I don't want to go too long. I want to go home. Bitcoin Gold, no. Yuck. Sideways. You're getting the hang of this now, right? It's yuck. It's sideways. Verge, pretty average. Two, if I'm honest, there's better opportunities out there. We are spoilt for choice at the moment. So therefore, we don't need to be too picky. So we can be very picky. You should be very picky anyway. Should always be picky. Don't let the market conditions sway the way you trade. Trade the way you trade and let the market conditions come to you. That's what I'm saying about waiting for the opportunities. I'm not looking for reasons to trade. I'm looking for reasons not to trade. You want to see a good cradle trade? Boom, right there. Did I take it? Hell no. Why? I don't know. I think it was at a very late period, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm hoping that is. No, that's daytime. Balls. Why didn't I take that? Anyway, another one that I didn't take. Fuck. happy. Waiting for a bigger pullback. The trend is strong. We need to see a deeper pullback. It's kind of an out of bounder right now. I was looking at it today in here, but because of the chart structure at the moment, Nano's coming out of the list. Okay, what else we got here? Elf. Do there. Come on. We haven't got time for this, Elf. Ooh, nice. Okay, let's have a look at this. Pretty ugly on the daily, let's be honest. There's no uptrend there. A little squirt to the upside here. The four out. Look, if you're going to take a trade off of here, it's going to be high risk, not one for this person here. Yep, covered dash, Maddie, right. What else we got? I'll look at the ones that we have. Look, we haven't got much time. Let me jump across to the flag list, right? So what we do after every... during every scan, every morning, 5 days a week for live trading, for 2 days a week for VIP. But aside from that, even if you just do it yourself, it doesn't matter. The whole point of using these little flags is that you don't have to go through and write it down like I used to on a piece of paper, old school. You then come through and you go, right, what do we got here? Rightio, Bitcoin against dollar. Let's do a little assessment. Looking for a pullback on the 4 hour back into this level for a crypto cradle trade. Cool. We know what we're after there. Neo against Bitcoin, effectively looking for a pullback into this cradle zone as well. It's got a long way to go, probably tomorrow morning. Cool, we understand that. ICX, do you? Ha! Dad joke, qualified. Shut up. High or low on the daily. We're all good there. Again, you know, pulling back. We're looking for a bigger pullback here. Need to see that on, say, the 8 hour, I suggest, a bit deeper. So it's in the list. One chain against Bitcoin. Again, a bit more of a deeper pullback. Get us into that cradle zone. That's what we need. Again, daily in an uptrend. Notice this, ICX in an uptrend. NEO, not in an uptrend. One chain in an uptrend. I think I just did that. And Walton in an uptrend. Again, 8 hour pullback in. Didn't get the small bullish candle we were after. Just because it gets in the cradle zone doesn't mean you get the trade. You've got to be patient. But little candle, not quite bullish enough for me. Close, but no cigar. Left it alone. Pop right now. What am I looking for? Am I looking for anything? 12 hour, higher time frames. That is all. Substratum is also on this list. Substratum needs to pull back again. Probably 12 hour again. You can just see the chart structure needs to get back in here. Popped up on the daily, but still waiting for my opportunity. IOTA, again, having a very, very good drive up. But what do I want to see? I want to see it pull back on the 8 hour, preferably back into a significant level of support. What would that be? Let's draw it in. Boom, right there. Test one, test two. Perfect. I bet you we get a bit of fib join here. Are we close? No. Nah, I'm wrong. Anyway, a pullback into this area, into the cradle zone, would be what I'm after. Again, on the 8 hour. So you can see the 8 hour is dominant right now. Tron, I want to see it pull back. I prefer to see it break and then pull back into this level. Let's be honest. It has a bit of resistance there. It needs to have a deeper pullback. I would be happy to trade that potentially, but it not, needs to set up first. Litecoin, again, pulling back into this level of 58.47. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do a scan. Oh, yes, there's lots going on. I'm happy. We finally got some good trends and it's all kicking off. Now, the thing is, all of this means nothing unless you know how to trade. So get with the program, right? Get your own strategies or get mine. I don't care which way you do it. You've got to have some structure. What am I doing here? How can I scan the market like this? Because I know what I don't want. If you don't stand for something, you're a sucker for everything or whatever that bloody saying is, righto? quick explanation of trading pairs. Well, okay, trading pairs are this. You've got crosses against dollar, you've got crosses against Bitcoin, you've got crosses against Ether. So I like against the dollar. Why do I like against dollar? Let me show you why. Because this dollar, this US dollar, it is a stable currency. Whereas if I trade against Bitcoin, of course, we know Bitcoin fluctuates a hell of a lot more than the US dollar. So if you're going to go long on Bitcoin against the dollar, effectively what you're saying is you're hoping that Bitcoin is stronger than the dollar and continues to strengthen. Vice versa, if you're going to go Ethereum against Bitcoin, you're hoping that Ethereum will outperform Bitcoin to go long. To go short, it's the opposite. Substrata, yep, Rahul, that made it into the list, mate. I'm just going to quickly go through because I told my family I'd be home reasonable time. Are your trainings a little slower? Yes, they are. This is trying to jam everything. I wanted to get through a full scan with you guys and answer your questions. I don't talk that fast in the scan. They're usually about 15 to half an hour in the scans. I don't talk that fast normally. I just wanted to jam as much into this session as possible. It's awesome. We can scan about 100 cryptos in about 10 minutes. Yep. If you're slow. yep. The courses are slower in layman's terms, correct? Yep, that's how I scan. Good. How much trade profit goes into new trades? For me, it's a good question. Because I work to a 1% risk rule, it's a sliding scale. So if my account goes from, let's just make it simple numbers, $100,000 to $200,000, my 1% risk goes from $1,000 a trade to $2,000 a trade. So, and I'll take money and I'll invest, I'll do all sorts of things. That's not really important. First thing you've got to focus on is actually making some money. Until you've made some money, you haven't got that problem to consider. Matt, we covered Dash, but I'll do it one more time. Yuck is the answer. You want to see it against Bitcoin? Not interested. Too much going on. Okay. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, guys. Okay, sweet. Well, listen, guys, like I said before, that's a bit of an insight into the VIP and the live trading floor. Okay. Don't do that unless you've done the courses because it won't make any bloody sense. Okay. Pretty straightforward. A couple more things. Get me on Instagram. Get me on Twitter. You've got me on Facebook, so you're a winner, right? Get onto the free bi-weekly video newsletters. Why? Because it's exclusive content that goes out to you guys. It's not posted anywhere else. It's generally more detailed than everything else I put on socials because I generally tend to think that these are the people that sort of a bit more committed. So I give you a bit more. All you got to do is go to tradercob.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, you can put your details in. It's very, very simple. I don't spam you with a bunch of crap. I'm real. I'm straight. This is what I do. I'm good at it. It's one of the only things that I'm good at. Digibyte. Right. DGB. DGB. BTC. You asked, I shall answer. Okay. This is the last chart I'm going to look at. Come on. Need a breakup through here to get us into an uptrend. Let's look at the weekly. Give you a bit of a perspective, a bit more perspective. Ooh. Higher low, higher high. Pulling back in, potential higher low, but we're not back in. We're pulling deeper than that cradle zone. It's not actually playing out too well here. Let's go back to the daily. We've got this needs to break here. Then we're in an uptrend. The 4 hour is moving nicely. There is some resistance ahead. Where is that resistance? It's about there. You can see test one, test two. Two tests of an upper price point is resistance, all right? No, I wouldn't be looking to trade this yet. Too thin on the books, but that is Digibyte middle to higher timeframes. Ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic night. I hope you are well. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to drink some water because I am rather parched. Cheers, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.